This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to revisit one of the most controversial aspects of the Biden administration. And it is appropriately controversial because focusing on one group of Americans who have willingly gotten themselves too deep into debt, and without helping all the other people who are in debt for other reasons, that, it seems to me, is a demonstration of the kind of favoritism that is politically motivated to get the votes of young voters who are either in college now or recently out of college or out of graduate school or out of some kind of educational opportunity at Trump University or other, I know that no longer exists, but other for-profit educational institutions, private educational institutions. The idea that our government should be singling out people in that position above all others. This was President Biden just moments ago announcing the extension in this pause for repaying loans that people have taken out, in some cases years ago. This is the President of the United States. Listen.
As Americans continue to recover from the pandemic, my administration has been working to provide student debt relief to millions of working and middle-class families across the country. But Republican special interests and elected officials sued to deny this relief, even for their own constituents. But I'm completely confident my plan is legal. But right now, it's on hold because of these lawsuits. We're not going to back down, though, in our fight to give families breathing room. That's why the Department of Justice is asking the Supreme Court of the United States to rule on the case. But it isn't fair to ask tens of millions of borrowers eligible for relief to resume their student debt payments while the courts consider the lawsuit. For that reason, the Secretary of Education is extending the pause on student loan payments while we seek relief from the courts, but no later than June 30, 2023, which would give the Supreme Court an opportunity to hear the case in its current term. Payments will resume 60 days after the pause ends. I'm never going to apologize for helping working class and middle class families recover from the economic crisis created by the pandemic. And I'll continue working to make government work to deliver for all Americans, for all Americans. This is important.
Okay, it was so important that he took seven, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 edits to compile those brief statements. This idea that he is fighting to help protect private parties who themselves would otherwise be ravaged by being asked to pay back loans that they had benefited from and loans that they had taken. And the question here becomes, when you talk about a loan pause without having to pay interest of any kind or any kind of payment to reduce the principal or any of it, this costs money. And in this case, it costs money to the lender, which is really the federal government. This is tax money. We are taking money away from other Americans to help delay and to pay off the tax burdens of people who chose to go to college and who chose to borrow a lot of money to do it. Not everybody chooses that. It's not the right choice for everybody. And to try to promote people who put themselves in that situation as above everybody else is a tremendously unfair. And what does it say about current students who are in college? Should they go ahead and borrow far more money than they can reasonably hope to repay, with the confidence that some future sugar daddy in the presence of a president of the United States will go ahead and make your payments for you or delay your payments? 1-800-955-1776. The Washington Post reports that the Biden administration announced today that it will extend a pandemic-era pause on federal student loan payments again as courts weigh the fate of its debt forgiveness program. The payment pause, which was first implemented during the Trump administration and then extended multiple times, had been set to end December 31st. But Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said the department will extend the pause again until the department is permitted to implement the debt relief program or the litigation is resolved, but no later than June 30th, 2023. Payments will restart 60 days later. So that's July 30th. That's like August 30th of next year. In a news release, the department said the extension will alleviate uncertainty for borrowers as the Biden-Harris administration asked the Supreme Court to review the lower court orders that are preventing the department from providing debt relief for tens of millions of Americans. They use that language, providing debt relief, and basically saying that that this is providing relief from some kind of obnoxious or invasive force against them, where it's actually asking people to take responsibility for your own financial decisions. This is outrageous. Something else that's outrageous always seems so to me. The tremendous hostility to Dr. Fauci, who was for the last time at the podium in the White House briefing room today. There was a candidate for Congress. I'm glad that he lost, named Joe Kent, who had campaigned on trying Dr. Fauci for murder and trying to execute him after he's devoted more than 50 years of his life to trying to help Americans deal with tragic diseases like AIDS before, and recently like COVID. This was Dr. Fauci's farewell at the White House briefing room, clip 8.
First of all, everybody should be vaccinated and boosted with flu and with COVID. Whether or not you wear a mask, or another thing we shouldn't underestimate is testing. So when we're gathering at a family gathering for Thanksgiving or for Christmas or for any other holiday as we get into the winter, it makes sense that you might want to get a test that day before you come into a place in which you might be infected and spread it, or other people who might be there, in order to protect. So this masking is important, but you can count masking, vaccine, boosting, testing.
Okay, and those are things, it seems to me, that we should be thankful for the opportunity to take care of. People talk about the trifecta, the triple dose that we may have of COVID and the RSV and then the flu, all hitting with intensity this winter. I do think that it is not unreasonable somehow to suggest that if people are coming to a big Thanksgiving meal, to make sure that you're tested is a nice thing. That is something that people should welcome. And the question really would be, why not? In terms of testing and making sure you're not carrying any COVID with you, is that an outrageous supposition? Farewell to Dr. Fauci. Thank you for your service, as controversial as it was. Speaking of controversial service, what about turning Thanksgiving into a day of mourning? We'll be talking about that and more coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
A new state tax is projected to increase gas prices by 46 cents per gallon next year. The new tax will almost double the amount of state taxes you pay for a gallon of gas. Plus, it gets even worse down the road. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. By 2030, the new state emissions tax is projected to add 80 cents to a gallon of gas and 97 cents to a gallon of diesel. Go to deep6the46.com for details. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hate come from shock jocks like yourself.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a great deal of new information about the shooting at the Q nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The death toll 5. They have now revised the toll of seriously injured people down to 17 more. It's still a horrific situation. And there was a hero, and a conspicuous hero, who made the front page of the New York Times. He's a Army major who served in both Iraq and Afghanistan. He, at the time that the shooting began, he was there, by the way, at the Q nightclub with his wife. Yes, that's right, female wife, and his daughter. And his daughter's longtime boyfriend was there, apparently, and they were enjoying some of the show. The idea of drag shows is of... It's not something I've ever felt any inclination. Basically, my enthusiasm for drag shows, even less than soccer. We'll get back to soccer in a while. But what the veteran of combat said about literally risking his life rushing over to disarm the shooter within seconds after he'd begun shooting people. And the guy's a big guy. He's over 300 pounds, the Anderson Aldrich, but that's not his real name. We will get to that. But he's a very large guy, and the hero of the situation not only took the pistol out of his hands that he was using, having previously used a long rifle, he not only took it out of his hands, but he used it to beat the guy down. And he actually ended up being hospitalized. There's no word about his condition. This would be the shooter. But the hero of the situation said this about what happened. This is clip 2.
I saw the ACU pattern like this. And for me, that was like, there's a handle. I'm getting it. So I ran across the room, grabbed the handle, pulled him down, and then started to... I think I went for his gun with him. His rifle flew in front of him. And the young man that tried to jump in there with me, we both either pulled him down or whatever, but he ended up at his head and right next to the AR. And then with the AR, I told him, push the AR, get the AR away from him. The kid pushed the AR. I don't know what his name was. And then I proceeded to take his other weapon, the pistol, and then just start hitting him where I could. I lost my kid's boyfriend. I tried. I tried to have everybody in there. I still feel bad that there's five people that didn't go home. And this guy, I told him while I was hitting him, I said, I'm going to kill you, man, because you tried to kill my friend. One of the performers was walking by when the kid was getting tired of kicking, and she helped and kicked him with the high heels that she had on. I'm not a hero. I'm just a guy that wanted to protect his kids and his wife, and I still didn't get to protect your boyfriend.
Look, it's a horrific situation, and one of the strange things is that they spoke to a survivor of a previous shooting, a much worse shooting, where what was 49 people at the Pulse Club in Orlando at that nightclub. There was a Islamic radical shooter, and a survivor of that previous episode blamed Republicans for what had just happened in Colorado Springs. This is clip 1.
I'm angry tonight. I'm angry because this is what we warned would happen. This is what we warned would be the inevitable consequence of unmitigated, unbridled hate in this country. Now, you just saw what's been happening for the last few years. Right-wing grifters, including politicians like Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott, they've been spewing this vile, hateful rhetoric about LGBTQ people. They've been trafficking in some of the oldest, darkest tropes against our community. They've been accusing us of posing a threat to children simply because we exist on planet Earth. And we warned them that inevitably this would result in violence, but they just couldn't help themselves. They couldn't help themselves from crafting one more fundraising email or hitting send on one more grotesque tweet. They couldn't help themselves.
Okay, is there really a connection? Again, it will be interesting to see. It is entirely possible the shooter's grandfather was a Republican member of the state assembly in California, and who lost his seat because of redistricting, and he lost in the primary when he was running for. This had not been one of his big issues. His big issue was support for January 6th rioters, who he compared to the Founding Fathers and the Minutemen and Lexington and Concord. And please, it's disgusting anyway, but it's not the same as going in and shooting a bunch of people at a gay club. And it should be possible to express sympathy and support for the victims here without making the entire thing into a political cause. Opposition to, for instance, public libraries doing drag queen story time does not equate to a justification or encouragement for people to shoot innocent people, to commit mass murder, a terrorist act. Here is a Sunny Hostin from The View talking about, well, her idea about who should be leading the gay pride parade, clip 5.
Who they were, and someone came to that place.
And that's so sad. And I don't know that they hide behind religion, because I said this on this show once before. Jesus would be the grand marshal at the pride parade.
I don't mean about gay people. I mean in every argument we have.
But here's
the weaponized religion.
Here's my question.
But it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. If you're so afraid, why are you going over there?
Yeah.
If they scare you so much, leave them alone. When stuff scares me, I leave it alone.
Okay, and again, this is basically all based upon nothing at the moment. They, to the best of my knowledge, have not investigated the one thing in the that is true in the what they found out so far in the online record of the shooter is that when he had his previous name, he was attacked for being Asian, which I don't believe that he is, and attacked for being an Asian and gay, and there are people who are bullying him on that basis. So is that? That's kind of a thin basis for blame. So what, who designed body parts so brilliant?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a very busy day at the nation's airports. Travel experts say this year's Thanksgiving travel season will be the third largest in the last 20 years. Airline officials hope travelers will experience fewer delays and cancellations because of the industry's advanced planning. The White House is honoring the victims of a recent mass shooting in Colorado Springs.
And there are no words, no words at all, that can bring comfort to those who are grieving, but we stand with the community of Colorado Springs and the LGBTQI plus community.
Speaking to reporters, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the lives of the five people killed were cut short by a senseless act of violence. A group of Republicans, led by California's Kevin McCarthy, are at the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's a great pleasure to welcome Steve Loffman to our show. He is a speaker, author, a computer scientist, and a consultant in the design of enterprise-class systems with expertise in the difficulties of changing complex systems to perform new tasks. He leads the engineering research group at Discovery Institute, and he chaired the program committee for the 2021 Conference on Engineering in Living Systems. Steve is the co-author of the book, Your Designed Body. It's released in paperback this week. And Steve, congratulations on that. When you talk about your designed body, and you talk about the whole theme of the book is that the human body is an engineering masterpiece. If it's such an engineering masterpiece and it works so very well, how do you explain all those people who are in hospitals where things went terribly wrong?
Well, that's a good question. Things do go wrong, even in the best engineered systems. One of the things that we have to account for in dealing with living systems is that they are systems like all others, and they degrade over time. There are, of course, lots of things that can go wrong. User abuse. People aren't always real kind to their bodies.
Right. And again, when you talk about the human body as an engineering masterpiece, one of the things that's fascinating in your book is it goes into some detail about the literally hundreds, thousands of engineering problems that the body has to surmount, or else you die. And what's an example, the first example to get people's attention that reflects the reality of how we live every day, every minute?
The issue that sort of brought this to the forefront for me was respiration. The human body is a large multicellular system. So you have roughly 30 plus trillion cells in your body. Each one of those cells needs oxygen. If you were a bacterium cell, you could get oxygen from the environment, but most of the cells in a large body like ours cannot. They don't have access to the environment, so they have to get oxygen some other way. So you need a lot of systems to deliver oxygen to every one of those 30 trillion cells. And that's an enormous engineering problem, which requires a lot of clever engineering solutions.
Yeah, have people contacted you, or have you spoken to people who are working in the AI field and actually seconding, I think, what is the main theme of your book? The book, again, is called Your Designed Body, and it's just released in paperback, and it's featured at michaelmedved.com. You can go see the book itself and what it has on offer by just going to michaelmedved.com. But when you find people who are working in the AI field and trying to design artificial intelligence, thinking, feeling, functioning robots, why is that somehow less, even less complex than the human body as you describe it?
Actually, I was an AI researcher for many years in the distant past in my career. The intelligence problem is much harder than most people realize. Human intelligence is absolutely astounding in capability and breadth. So I don't think that anyone's very close to what's often called the AI singularity, where a machine takes on human intelligence, and I don't even think that's likely to ever happen. What AI really does primarily is developers design heuristics or algorithms that mimic human intelligence in a particular domain. And that's actually not very hard to do. The problem is that human intelligence has so many domains and capabilities that are far beyond what can be done in a computing system. So what the human body does is way more interesting than that. It can make new copies of itself. It can overcome attacks from inside, from bacteria or viruses. It's able to perform, as you said, thousands of complex functions, and it's able to prevent failure, which is a much sought after engineering capability. How in the world do you keep systems from failing over time?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not sure that answered the question about AI, but AI is really just a computing technology, and the human body is way, way, way beyond that.
And in terms, you mention in the description of your book that every day our bodies solve hundreds of hard engineering problems simultaneously, or else the body dies. While you're going about your daily business and, like, talking on a radio show, your body stores, retrieves, translates, and manages software for thousands of proteins, switches, set points, thresholds, feedback loops, coordinate systems, counters, and timers. What do you mean it manages software? How's the body do that?
How is a harder question. We can observe better than we can explain. So the body is working autonomously to do its job. So you have estimated hundreds of different types of cells just in your brain. And the cells all look pretty much the same, but they are running different programs and doing different things. And no one really understands what that means or how it works. But it's pretty amazing, and that all happens without you thinking about it. So your cardiovascular system delivers oxygen to every cell, but you're not worrying about that. You're not thinking about it. It's all happening subconsciously. So, and that's the amazing property, is that frees you up to be able to think about other more interesting things, like radio programs.
Right, or the bad design argument. What is the essence of the bad design argument that you write about in your book? The book, again, Your Designed Body, now released in paperback. What's the essence of the bad design argument, and why do you say it's a non-starter?
Charles Darwin did this, and most of his followers since have, or many of his followers have followed suit, to find something that looks out of place in the body, or that seems to have been maybe useful in the past but isn't anymore. And so they infer from that that the body could not have been designed because it's designed poorly. So there are a couple of variations on the argument, one of which is serious. It's called discordance, which we probably don't have time to go into here. But most of these arguments are just silly.
Okay, let's get to the heart of the where they fall short. Speaking with Steve Loftman, who's co-author of the new book, Your Designed Body. More coming up on the MedVet Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and home homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the leader of the engineering research group at Discovery Institute is named Steve Loffman. He is the co-author with Howard Glicksman, who is a physician, of the new book just released on paperback called Your Designed Body. And based on the idea that the body is such an engineering masterpiece, you have to look at some of the complexity and the ingenious and remarkably sophisticated means in which the body works and assume that there was a designer. And the biggest argument against that is the idea of bad design, which Steve was just telling us about as associated with Charles Darwin initially. And it has to do with the fact that, okay, there are aspects of the body. Don't they generally use the appendix as a good aspect, a good demonstration of a feature in human bodies that people don't really need anymore? Which sort of raises another question, doesn't it? Is that if that's the case, that you don't need the appendix anymore, why hasn't, if you believe in natural selection and Darwinian evolution, why hasn't it just evolved itself away?
Yeah, that's a good question. So there are quite a few sort of classical examples of this argument. The wiring of the human retina or the mammalian retina in the eye, the way the throat and is designed in the body. We actually spend quite a bit of time discussing that one in the book. But the problem is that biologists, the people who make these arguments, don't understand that there's an entire engineering discipline around reviewing design. Engineers know how to look at other designs and determine where and whether and how they're deficient. And we lay out a five-step process for determining whether something really is badly designed in the book. So I'd encourage listeners to get a copy if they're interested in going deeper on this. But basically, it comes down to not understanding why the design is the way it is and not considering the design trade-offs. So in all designs, there are trade-offs in the way you solve various problems, which problems you prefer to solve efficiently versus others maybe less efficiently. And then you have to acknowledge that things do degrade over time. So, you know, we live that. We know our car falls apart over time. Our TV falls apart over time. And our knees fall apart over time. So it's not a big surprise that there are things that are easily criticized. But to really properly criticize things in the human body or any other living system, we really need to be disciplined about it. And that's where these arguments always fall apart.
One of the things that you address in your book, Your Designed Body, now released in paperback, and again, information about the book is posted right at michaelmedved.com. One of the things that you talk about is TOBD, the theory of biological design. How would you define that?
So we believe that by starting from an engineering perspective and using that approach, we can apply what we know about systems to living systems, and in particular here the human body, and we can come up with a much better way to think about and do research on the origins questions. So how did systems like this come to be? Where do they come from? How do they change over time? And so our theory is it's early times for this theory. It's actually a call back to ancient times where design was generally considered to be the best answer. But it's been mashed up with modern evidence. So, and engineering thinking, of course. So it includes things like intentional action. You don't build an Atlas rocket without intending to do so. You don't build an iPhone without intending to make an iPhone. So, and then there are all kinds of organic changes that can happen in a living system over time. Engineers understand how these things can work. What we don't know and need to do much more research on is how they did work in the past.
So
obviously, all living systems have adaptive capabilities that can modify themselves based on changes in their environment.
So in terms of modifying themselves, you spoke before about the intent behind the design. How would you summarize, and how do you summarize in your book, the actual intent of the design system that you're talking about, which is the human body?
Well, of course, we're sort of in reverse engineering mode here. Unfortunately, we don't have the design documentation for the human body. So we have to infer things, but as engineers, we know how to do this. So we know that to overcome certain types of causal hurdles, like building a coherent system, the human body is filled with coherence and interdependencies. And there's really only one way to overcome those kinds of problems in a system, and that is you have to design it to overcome those problems, and you have to intentionally build the design.
And the intent would be, and how would you, I guess, use the reverse engineering, as you were saying, to try to probe that question of intent?
Right. But it's what is fairly clear, I think, to anyone who's approaching the question with an open mind, is that the human body was designed to enable the human experience. The human experience is not explained by the body, but seems to require the body, which is a hard question, but a very interesting one to ponder. If our bodies are there mainly to make the me, you know, where's the you inside your body? We all know we inhabit a body, but we are not our body. We're separate from our body in certain ways, but we can't escape our body. So, It looks like that's why the body's here, is to enable something richer, something deeper, something much harder to explain.
But it is so fascinating, and especially the way you lay it out. One of the concluding chapters in the book is called From One Cell to 30 Trillion. Explain.
Right. So the human body has this crazy capability. Of course, all living systems can do this, but our subject is the human body. It can make a new body. So how do you, since all these systems are coherent and interdependent, how do you build a new one? So so we go through a few chapters on reproduction and development. And development is pretty amazing. So at conception, a zygote is the start of a new human body, a single cell. And within 9 months, it grows to several trillion cells. And then by adulthood, it's up above 30 trillion cells. And those cells differentiate. They make all kinds of different patterns and shapes and functions and mechanisms. And they differentiate into hundreds of different cell types. We don't really know how many kinds of cells there are. But the different cells have different shapes, they have different purposes, they have different uses. Red blood cells, sperm cells, brain cells, cells in the retina of your eye, the rods and cone cells. These cells they do all the work in the body, and they do very, very different kinds of things depending on their role in the body.
And again, all of this is somewhat mind-blowing, and I hope that people who are listening here appreciate the depth of the impact behind this book. It is called Your Designed Body. It is now released in paperback, together with all kinds of critical praise from literally dozens of the leading scientific minds in the world. It is certainly a great contribution, and Steve Laughlin, we greatly appreciate it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.